Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Several police officers were killed in an Israeli airstrike on Saturday. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
On Saturday, at least five police officers were killed in an Israeli strike on a car in the Nusayrat refugee camp, medical officials say. They were taken to hospital at Deir al-Bala and counted by Associated Press journalists. The police are a civilian force distinct from Hamas's military wing. Meanwhile, hundreds attended the funeral for Islam Kamesa, a member of the Islamic Jihad, through the streets of Jenin, killed in an Israeli hit late Friday. Health officials say at least eight people had been injured in that strike and taken to nearby hospitals. The city is a flashpoint in the northern West Bank and is frequently raided by Israeli troops. Airstrikes there were rare before the war broke out in Gaza, but Israel's hit the territory's cities and towns, killing more than 500 people. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Israel-Hamas war protests continue on U.S. college campuses. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A group protesting the war in Gaza and demanding University of Chicago divest from companies doing business with Israel temporarily took over the Institute of Politics building on the school's campus Friday. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, campus police using riot shields scuffled with protesters. In Philadelphia at the University of Pennsylvania, police say 19 people, six of them students, were taken into custody Friday night after an attempt to occupy a building. Coming a week after an encampment had been broken up, students and others have set up tent encampments on campuses around the country to protest the Israel-Hamas war and demand colleges cut financial ties with Israel. I'm Julie Walker.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Spain's prime minister is reacting after Spanish tourists were among those targeted by gunmen in Afghanistan. More from Reuters' Ryan Chang.
Three Spanish tourists were killed in an attack by gunmen in Afghanistan's central Bamyan province. That's according to Spain's foreign ministry on Friday. The Taliban Interior Ministry says it made four arrests linked to the attack, which also left several foreign nationals and Afghans injured. It's unclear why the attack happened. Mountainous Bamyan is home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site and the remains of two giant Buddha statues blown up by the Taliban during their previous rule in 2001. The Taliban have since 2021 let a small number of tourists visit and access the Buddha statues. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez wrote on social media platform X that he was shocked by the news of the murder of Spanish tourists in Afghanistan.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. A government minister says Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico's condition is stable but serious as the man accused of trying to assassinate him faced his first court appearance. Health Minister Zuzana Delakova said Saturday that two-hour surgery to remove dead tissue from multiple gunshot wounds, quote, contributed to a positive prognosis for Fico. Defense Minister Robert Kalinic says his condition still makes it impossible to transport him to the capital, Bratislava. Non-citizen voting, already illegal in federal elections, has become a centerpiece of GOP messaging for the upcoming 2024 election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Former President Trump earlier this year, without evidence, began to suggest Democrats are encouraging illegal immigration so they can register the newcomers to vote. There is no indication that migrants who are not citizens are voting in significant numbers. There were 41 instances found in North Carolina in 2016, 41 out of 4.8 million votes cast. So that breach is statistically insignificant. Ohio officials recently found 137 cases of non-citizens registering to vote, but their screening mechanisms flagged those applications, and the state is removing them from voter rolls. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Parts of northwest India are sweltering under scorching temperatures, with the capital New Delhi under a severe weather alert as extreme temperatures strike parts of the country. India's weather department expects heat wave conditions to persist across the north for the next few days and has put several states on high alert. On Friday, parts of New Delhi reported up to 47.1 degrees Celsius. The extreme temperatures in northern India coincide with a six-week-long general election, with experts worried that the heat wave could increase health risks as people wait in long lines to cast their vote or candidates campaign aggressively in the outdoors. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.